to welcome into the KPOI Morning News on this Monday. She is with the Butte County Farm Bureau. Of course, Colleen Cecil once again on the KPOI Morning News. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Of course. We wanted to get you on as a crop report came out, but we understand busy times. But let's talk a little bit about it, Colleen. We saw the numbers, and I don't think there's any surprise that the amount of the crops was down a little bit from prior year.
Correct.
Is that fair to say?
Yeah, very, very fair to say. I think it's important to also remember that we're talking about the 2021 crop report. So these are the crops that we harvested last year. It takes a full year to account for their shipments, to be able to track them. And so that's why we're just getting 2021 crop report numbers. So this is not the crop that is currently coming out of the orchards and coming out of the rice fields as you and I speak this morning. So this is 2021.
Was this one impacted by, we've had you on before about the supply chain issues, all that, and the warehousing and all that, and not able to get the harvest out. Do these numbers reflect that?
Yes, numbers reflect that. These are numbers that are crops that had to ship or didn't get to ship through the pandemic. That is correct. So, yes, the numbers are down. Nobody's surprised by it. The top three crops in Butte County are still the top three crops. Rice at one, walnuts at two, and almonds at three.
And this takes into account, just so we're clear, everything from any product that is either harvested, or it's not just the walnuts, it's not just the nuts, it's across all the ranching and farming that's done, right, including cattle and everything, right?
Yeah, everything. In fact, for the first time, you saw at number five, harvested timber at $23 million. It was up like 200% from the previous year. It's unfortunate, right, because we know that the harvested timber that's being sold are the trees that were burnt during our numerous fires up here in Northern California. But that's the first time we've seen harvested timber in the top five. Prunes were number four, no surprise there. Harvested timber, number five. Rice seed, nursery stock, apiary and pollination. I think this is a number that will continue to remain in the top 10. Maybe we'll see it move up. Bees are big business, and we are headquarters, if you will, here in Northern California, not just Butte, but Glen County as well, for beehives, which is a saleable product, as well as queen bees, which are sold out of our county. So, nobody's surprised by the top 10. The numbers are a little lower, but I think that everybody, that totally reflects the shipping challenges that existed, the drought that we've been under, and the depressed crop prices.
So what does that mean? We can hear the numbers and all that, but if we get into the weeds a little bit, Colleen, what does that mean for our local ranchers and farmers? As right now as it stands, if I'm not mistaken, harvest is still going on?
Harvest is going on right now. The 22 crop is coming out of the fields right now. Almonds are just about wrapped up. Prunes are done. Walnuts are getting started right now, and so is rice. We saw a little slowdown last week because of some much enjoyed and needed rain. Although the timing wasn't great, we'll take what we can get. We need all the moisture we can get. So, not always ideal to have rain during harvest, but we'll take it. It slowed everybody down, but they'll get started going this week. We expect some heat, and that'll dry everything up. But, inputs, the cost to farm and harvest is up. So when receipts are down, that means there's less to go around. So farmers are not going to be out buying lots of new equipment. They're going to repair what they have, do with what they've got, because it's pretty thin margins right now. Some crops aren't even covering what it costs to farm them right now.
And again, like you said, it trickles down, because if they're having to repair and work with the equipment they have, that impacts and it kind of snowballs down to the equipment salespeople, or it could be the fertilizer sales that go to the ranches, and so it hits many areas across the board.
Everybody is impacted 100%. When the farmer gets less, there's less to spend and less that he's going to pass on down to all other parties involved in the food chain for agricultural processing.
And even leading to the prices for us as we're buying these products. Is that right?
Well, I mean, you see, that's going to be in the marketing and the shipping right. and the processing. And, I mean, that's the transportation piece of it. We can't ignore the fact the cost of fuel is up significantly. Inflation is up significantly. And everybody's got to pay a piece of that. And so that's the piece that you're likely seeing at the grocery store. Because let me tell you, the farmer is not getting any more. He's getting less than he was before. And you're paying more for the product.
Well, give us a little view out there. I know you talk to our local ag community daily, Colleen. What are they looking at for 2022? I know we talked earlier in some fields, even Central California, even here in the North State, left fallow this year because of the drought. We know that on the west side, a lot of the rice farming wasn't able to be done this year because of the drought. So,
if you went over to Glenn and Colusa County, you probably saw mostly, I'd say 90 to 95% of all of the rice fields in Glenn and Colusa County are empty this year. It's sad. It's a dust bowl, if you will. What does 2023 look like? Nobody knows at this point in time. You know, we need rain. If we don't have rain, nobody knows what the water deliveries, if any, are going to be. We've got to have rain if we're going to put water back into the reservoirs, which is a source of surface water. It's definitely going to get tighter if we have yet another dry winter.
Yeah, I have to get out my farmer's almanac and see what they say here. We'll take a peek.
It says a wet spring, coincidentally. We've already looked. We're there. It says a wet spring.
You already peeked ahead. There you go. All right, but we could sure use, I tell you what, we could sure use a very snowy and wet winter in the foothills, though, I'll tell you, and up higher up in
Absolutely.
The elevation. So overall, we saw a dip a little bit here. I think it went from like 625 million down to 609. I can't imagine that the projection for this year's crop's going to be even to what it was a year ago.
It kind of depends. You have to remember that we did farm rice in Butte County this year. Rice in Butte and Sutter counties, that's where you're going to find the rice that did get farmed. We planted about the same acreage of rice, from what I'm hearing, that we planted in 2021 in comparison to those counties that planted none. So as supply and demand and simple economics tells us, the price of rice is going to be up. So I would assume that I'm going to go out there and predict that rice is going to be the top crop next year. We're seeing almonds not come in the manner that we had hoped. There are some orchards. There's nothing out there. You'll remember that April freeze that we got that everybody was worried about. It did the damage that we expected it to, and some orchards have nothing in them. Some orchards have 10 to 15% of what they would normally do, so a complete loss on some places. So definitely almond tonnage is going to be down. Walnuts are just getting started, so nobody really knows yet what the walnut tonnage. There's been some estimates that suggest that it's going to be on par with next year. But again, nobody really knows until they get in there and we start seeing the tonnage that comes out of the field to determine how it compares with last year.
You betcha. All right, let's turn real quick. You got a couple of events coming up you want to kind of promote and let folks know about.
Yeah, absolutely. Fall is a busy time of year, and we want to be able to continue to celebrate agriculture in Butte County. And so the very popular Farm City celebration activities are going to be take place. We've got the Harvest Festival on Saturday, November 5th. That's at the Bidwell Mansion from 10 to 2. You can find all the details at farmcity.com. That is a free for the whole family event, rain or shine. Lots of hands-on agricultural activities, again, Saturday, November 5th at the Bidwell Mansion in Chico. And then on Wednesday, November 9th, the very popular Farm City Celebration Agribusiness Bus Tour. A couple 250 people will board some buses, and then they'll go visit five Butte County area agricultural operations, farms, and processing facilities. This year, we're going to be in the Chico-Durham area. That's a 7 a.m. start time on Wednesday, November 9th. Get your tickets early. It's $45, and it usually sells out. We'll be visiting the Chico and Durham area. And then if there are any 4th and 5th grade teachers listening or 4th and 5th grade parents, the Butte County Farm Bureau hosts an agricultural spelling bee every year called the AgriBee. We're still recruiting schools to participate in that. All of the words are agriculturally related, and in order to be successful, you have to spell and define the words. And the final event will take place on November 18th at the barn at Merriam Park in Chico. So those are three events that the community ultimately can participate in that really celebrates agriculture and harvest in the North State, and we'd love to share that with anybody that's interested.
Good stuff. Colleen Cecil, Butte County Farm Bureau, as always, thank you for all the great information. Colleen, have a great day.
You too. Thanks for having me.
You betcha. All right.